Hey everybody, welcome to the Cotton and Derek Show. I know it's been a while. I've been in a coma. Yes. It was weird. I went to the Libertarian National Convention and I met this
dude. What happened
to
you? You went and then you were lost. Yeah. I didn't hear from you.
Yeah. I met this dude. I think his name was David. And he was wearing like one of those like New York 20s newsboy hats.
Oh, yeah. You know? The little cabbie hats. Oh, yeah, I know the David you're talking about, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
And like, he was going on about how in his county he's running for tax collector.
Yeah.
And we were at. In the bathroom, like in the urinals next to each other, and we were taking a leak, and he handed me a bottle of something and said, "Hey, dude, you know, this is some like vitamin electrolyte infused water. It's really good for your skin. You know, take a sip." And I said, "Oh, thanks, dude. Good looking out, you know." And
yeah.
So I took a sip, but I'm pretty sure it was just pure GHB.
It's really good for your skin, and you drink it. You drink the whole thing.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what
Davey
he
wouldn't know anything good for his skin. Have you seen that guy? That guy turns into frosted flakes in the sun.
Yeah, so I've been out of it. Like, I've been in a coma for several weeks.
Yeah, you have. It's been sad, man. Like, I am glad that you're finally away from the coma, man. Yeah, you had me worried. I know. I know that you were whispering some weird shit in your coma, dude, about some dissecting liberty, some slippery zero or something like that.
I don't remember any of it. I don't know.
Very strange shit. And you didn't never mention my name one time. What the fuck is up with that?
What's your name again?
Derek.
Oh yeah. No, I said that when you weren't there because you only came
Cotton,
to visit.
This
me
is
a couple
the Cotton
times,
and Derek so, show.
Know. But I mean, like, you weren't there all the time. Like, you came and visited a couple of times, you know, when you felt like it. But you know, when you weren't there, I was like, "Where's Derek?"
Every once in a while you're in a coma, you got so worked up in your coma that the doctors thought you were having a seizure. But I assured them that it's normal. You do this all the time. You're just thrashing around looking for the nearest sharp object to kill yourself with.
Yeah.
The absolute state of the world today is insane. You were whispering things about GHP and jerking off to that Gengar bitch on Twitter. What's her name?
I have no clue.
You don't know? Oh, no. Man, some New Jersey thought. You kept saying, New Jersey.
Yeah.
I have to go to New Jersey. That's
I gotta
what you kept
get
saying.
To Jersey.
Yeah, you kept saying that
Jersey.
In your sleep.
Put on some Sopranos.
Yeah. Now, every time you hear a woman talk from her nose, you pop a chub. Can't help it. Have you been to that bitch's Twitter?
A while ago.
Oh, my God. I went to it today. Just like somebody posted it, I think, in your Discord. And it's like, dude, if you go to her Twitter, it's all just like a bunch of weird posts of her like making fun of Ben Shapiro. She's like retweeting other thoughts on Twitter, generally narcissistic, like borderline personality vibes.
Yeah.
She's so fucking hot, dude.
Is she?
Yeah, dude, she's a cutie pie.
Like, maybe if she took the bike lock out of off her neck, you know what I mean? And like the clothespins out of her ears, like, she might look all right.
Yeah.
But I mean,
oh man, she's kind of got like a goth, I don't know how to put it, kind of like a you know how like in high school, like, seeing girls were a thing?
Yeah.
I don't think that's much of a thing anymore, is it?
No, I don't think so.
She's kind of got that thing going
on. It's not with the high school kids I hang out with.
Oh, but I guess, I don't know, generally, in a matter of speaking, she's got a huge following, and she's kind of cute, but I think she caught
an ANCAP?
No, she caught a lot of flack, though, for being on the right, which was interesting.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Like, that's what propelled her to fame.
Yeah.
It was like somebody found out she, like, followed Stone Toss and...
Yes, exactly.
Melted down.
The alt-right comic. Come on. Come the fuck on. He just makes edgy jokes.
Uh-huh.
You can't make edgy jokes without people wanting to fucking fire you.
Dude, he had one that, like, was two guys with, like, giant mustaches wearing three-piece suits and, like, trilby hats. And under them was Arabic was written out. And yeah. Then under that, it said, at least we're not speaking German. That was great.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. Oh, man. Yeah, so you GHP masturbated yourself into a coma. Yep. But, yeah, I have been whispering all the current events in your ear.
Yeah, so I'm time. Caught up.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're all caught up. So I'm sure that you're basically up to speed on what's been going on, right?
Yeah.
What's been happening? What's the craziest shit that's been happening now?
Let's see.
People are fucking children and trying to rule the world.
Yeah.
The same as always.
Pretty much. Like, I mean, I'm getting it mixed up. Is this is 2019, right? So we're dealing with child fuckers.
Oh, it's 2020. Oh, sort of shit, stuff. Cotton, you didn't know we actually passed into the next decade.
Oh wow! So yeah, like, what happened know. With we're in a World War III with Iran right now, though, right?
Close.
Okay.
World War III with China, North Korea. What's the other one? What's the other shithole?
I don't know. That's a pretty good lineup right there. I mean,
China rules the world. That's yeah, always happened. Really, everyone wants to bitch about 2020, but it's the same shit. Nothing has changed. You're still ruled by the same people. You still have to follow rules that you did not agree with. Nothing has really changed.
Yep.
Maybe some people are waking up to it. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just glad I woke up.
Yeah. Me too. Luckily for you, though, I've been on your Twitter account tweeting for you and building followers. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, thanks to my genius, you are actually, what, like 1,500 Twitter followers? So
oh,
you're
no,
welcome
no.
for that. Yeah,
I'm more than that, dude.
What are you at now on Twitter?
Right now, I'm 1,700.
Wow, damn. Dude, you're starting to get some clout. Can you imagine whenever you hit 10K and you enter into, like, Twitter thought, you know, levels?
Yeah,
you
dude, I can't wait until I get... Point. Yeah, I think that's 15,000, but I cannot wait until I get canceled, dude. That's going to rock.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to. It's hard. It's actually harder than you think.
I don't know. Like, I don't get into arguments. I see you getting into arguments, but I don't... That's not why I'm there. Yeah. I'm there for, like, a good old time.
I know? Did. That was a mistake. I can never do that again. I just made a Twitter account just to, like, shitpost and kind of, like, fuck mm-hmm. around and, like, make edgy jokes. And then I get sucked into some argument with an ANCOM or whoever the fuck, and I just can't help myself sometimes. If it's on my feed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I don't know. What are you drinking over there, by the way?
I got a Shiner Bock. OG. Ooh. OG people know that I'm a Shiner Bock dude. Oh, yeah.
Is that like, where is that brewed? Can I get one?
Shiner, Texas. Oh. It's like the, you know how, I forget who it is on our Discord. I think it's Anarcho Mustachist has a theory that every state has like their PBR. And Shiner Bock is like Texas, or I guess Lone Star Beer is really Texas's PBR. But this kind of tastes like PBR to me.
You don't want to know what I'm drinking?
What?
Probably the exact opposite. I'm drinking Miller High Lifes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, the difference is
fuck
I'm drinking
you
a
elitism.
Beer. That's right. Mine tastes like a beer and not piss, but, you know.
It doesn't taste like piss.
Yeah, High Life isn't bad.
It tastes like sweat.
It tastes like, okay, so Miller Lite.
The factories in America.
Nah, dude, that's the champagne of beer. You know, some low-class proletariat isn't going to be drinking that, dude.
Yeah.
But if Miller Lite tastes like piss, Miller High Life tastes like good piss.
Yeah, you know? Like they've been on a, what is it? They're vegan?
Yeah.
Yeah, they eat clean.
Uh-huh, but... Miller High Life is like some piss I can drink, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely like the best cheap beer that I know mm-hmm. of, anyway. I can't drink PBR. I don't really like that. I like it. But I like Bud. I like Bud Light. Not opposed to.
Oh, no, I hate it.
I don't like it. Dude, it's the king of beers.
It's gross, dude. I'm not a hoppian dude. I don't care about kings and shit.
You're not a hoppian? Fuck you, dude. yeah. I'm starting to like hoppa more and more.
Yeah.
I know it's really gay to mention that you read books, but I started reading hoppa to prepare for an upcoming debate.
More or less. Harding?
Say what?
With Harding, Jeremiah Harding.
Yeah. Like I don't even want to give away my secrets. You know what I mean? I can't. I can't give away my secrets. I'm just going to leave. I just have to say it's good. He's a good writer. He keeps you engaged cuz he's just like he'll say like some really hardcore shit like socialism is morally indefensible. You know, like there is no moral defense for socialism that's even possible. And it's like, okay, what else do you got to say? It's like, he's a good writer for English not being his first language, especially.
Yeah, that's what blew my mind for when I read Democracy.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, it's not easy. You're like, oh, this dude sort of knows English, you know?
Yeah.
And, like,
that came later in his life, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing with Mises. Like, I think Human Action was the first book he wrote in English.
But Human Action is extremely dense, dude. He takes a lot of verbiage to get to a point where I feel like Hoppe is very precise.
I didn't find that with Democracy. I it's been a couple of years since I read it.
I've only read like the first chapter of Democracy. I even own it, and I haven't gotten around to reading all of it.
Oh, dude, I'm a nerd. I got that shit on my bookshelf right now.
Hell yeah, boy.
That's right. Now, is Jeremiah Harding one of these people that's like, you know...
Oh, well, Konkin answered this, and... Black market, and...
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I don't think that he is necessarily an agorist, like a Konkin agorist.
Okay.
I don't really know what Jeremiah Harding's shit is.
Well, he's like the... He's what, like the everything. Anarcho-coalitionism? I don't know what that is.
He made that up.
Oh.
Yes, that's his own term, dude.
Is he a troll?
No, I don't think he is. Anarcho-coalitionism is supposed to be a method to achieve panarchism.
What?
So he's ultimately a panarchist.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
That is the belief that everyone who identifies as an anarchist, who's against the state, quote-unquote, can live peaceably amongst each other. I think there's like different ideas of this. Like some of it is like they're actually in like their own coalitions and they're separated. And then there's another view that's like they can actually live amongst each other in like a, what's the word? Like polycentric, legal society. You know what I'm saying? With laws that they volunteer to abide by or something. I don't fully understand it.
Different people of different like ideologies ascribe to different laws and like the same.
I don't know. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yeah, all I know is that it's retarded. All I know is that I hate socialism and I hate communism. I don't know what else you need to know.
You should ask him what his thought on like helicopters are.
Oh yeah, he already told me that he's gotten multiple helicopter threats. I want to know what he thinks about. I started trying to watch this show Yellowstone. Have you seen this show?
I heard about it. Oh my god, Kevin Costner in it.
It is ridiculous. So it's basically about. It's like a modern day cowboys and Indians show, but it's basically the whole show is about like there's this one family who owns a bunch of land on Yellowstone Park. Evidently, this is like the story of how Yellowstone National Park came to be. But they own a bunch of land, and the government wants it, and also there's Native Americans who are claiming it, and everyone's, like, negotiating in secret behind each other, like, trying to get the most out of it. But it's... I don't think that Native Americans are owed that land as much. I don't know. But I'm curious what Jeremiah thinks. Like, as far as homesteading theory goes, what were these... It depends, you know? Were these people just... kind of nomads going around the land, and you know, they had like their favorite spring spot and their favorite like winter spot, and they never like cultivated land for permanent occupancy and use.
Jeremiah Harding's going to be like, well, Derek, there's this thing called the land back movement. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Oh my God. Shut up, dude. You know me. You know I hate that. I hate the land back movement. For anybody who doesn't know, there's a hashtag on Twitter, hashtag land back. It's basically just a bunch of teenage anarchists of Native descent. Yeah. Who believe that they own all the land in America, all of it. It all belongs to them, and it's been stolen.
Right.
And they hate colonists, and it's, I don't know, man. My
are they
is
the
just,
type of people that, like, will call you a colonizer?
Yeah.
Like,
I
because,
am.
Like,
you know what? I like that. I am a colonizer. If
sounds
I
badass, dude.
Dude, if I show up to some land and build a house, and then, like, you roll up, and you're like, hey, I came here last spring. And I fished at that very spot. I'd be like, fuck you. I don't care. You know what I mean? And then if they started like trying to run me off the land, I'm justified in using force against them. Fuck you.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I don't like Native Americans. Fuck you.
Oh, man.
But anyways, so I'm sure I don't need to remind you, though, Cotton, since I'm sure that you remember, big brain libertarian theorists and all. We actually have a show format, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
We do.
100%.
Yes, we do. We like to be fair on this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. We like to make sure that both sides get their equal say. They get their due.
That's right.
Yeah. If all we did was make fun of liberals, you know, you would just go listen to some other better show like Burning Boots or something like that, right?
I blocked that out of my memory when I took the GHB.
Oh, you haven't listened to Burning Boots? Wow, what a great show.
Sounds pretty dumb, dude.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, man, it's very really good. It's making waves. Dumb. It's making waves.
I don't know. Like, I think there's a commie show like that.
And, oh, Voluntary Vixens?
No, Burning Boots. No, Burning Boots, and I think that the theory is like the riding boots that the Nazis wore, you know, they burn those riding boots and they like to make shoes out of like sacks of wheat and shit because that's all they can afford, and it's like basically an Ann Prim podcast, right?
Oh, that would be a good podcast.
Like burning boots, like burning modern technology.
Imagine an Ann Prim podcast and they just like talk into a pine cone. And no one ever hears them. Oh, man.
In his mud hut.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, I guess we should probably move into the next segment, wouldn't you say? Absolutely. Yeah, on this show, we don't make fun of just liberals. We make fun of also the right. Mm-hmm. They each deserve their equal share of bullying. Bullying is a good thing.
Yeah, dude, bullying rocks.
Yeah, it does. We need more bullying. It stops school shooters. Imagine if all the school shooters were bullied. No more problems. We're done. There's no one has the need to go buy a gun because they have figured out that they need to better themselves in order if they want to be socially accepted.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's the segment there?
The segment is me talking about how much I love bullying podcasts without actually doing. No. So the first segment that we're going to do this time, we're going to punch right first. Yes. We're going to punch right. Yeah. I think we have a good candidate for this one, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Who's the candidate? Give us a little intro of who this guy is.
So there is this person named Bullshido.
Bullshido.
And apparently, like, he has this mythos around him where he like takes the form of what is known as a dark Tom Woods, and he messes with different podcasts' audio, and it's very odd. And also, he is he identifies as a socialist, which is quite obvious because he's European. But he's a socialist of the right variety, and that doesn't make much sense to me. But you know, you can go ahead and I don't know, connect the dots.
Wow, so you think that he's a socialist?
Well, it's I mean, he's European.
Ah, very, very, very good point. Very good point. You know, I haven't thought about it like that, but that's actually very apt.
but also I think he's like a hardcore like pro-lifer.
Is he?
So yeah, so I think that's where the right side of the political spectrum comes into his thinking.
Yeah, it could be. Could be. And his name is Bullshido. First of all,
is he Asian?
I don't know. It's like his name implies that he's like actually full of bullshit and also maybe committed to that bullshit with the steel will of a samurai.
Yeah, very possibly.
Yeah. So he runs a podcast, though, called No Real Libertarian. If you haven't listened to it, go check it out if you hate yourself. But it's hard for me to listen to that podcast sometimes. He kind of sounds like he has a mouth full of heroin. Like, yeah. Does he have a tongue?
Well, you know, the thing is, he has a mouthful of very cheap cigarettes because he is a libertarian. And
yeah.
I'm sorry, he's European and libertarian, too. He's poor.
It's all clove so, cigarettes. You know.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other issue is he has a mouthful of the cigarettes, but then he also chugs cheap whiskey because, again, cheap Scotch whiskey because, again, he is European. And the issue is the tobacco cigarettes soak up the liquid and it's just
He
has marbles in his mouth, you know, and
it's numb. It numbs his mouth.
Yeah,
he sounds exactly. like he just like, got back like from the Novocaine. Dentist.
Yep,
and he's trying to do a Slavoj Zizek impression or however you're supposed to say his guy's name. Have Zizek. You? By the way, have you I ever heard the correct pronunciation of that guy's name?
I think it's Zizek.
Oh, or you're Z-Zek. So wrong! Oh my Z-Zek. God, I'm about to blow your Uh-oh. Fucking mind. Check this shit out. So this is this is basically he's not an anarchist, actually. He's a communist philosopher. Huh? Yeah, he's a Hegelian Marxist, yeah. Technically. So this is how you pronounce his name. Check this shit out.
Tlatloy Tlicek. Tlatloy Tlicek. Tlatloy Tlicek.
What? What is that?
That's how you pronounce his name, dude.
Upon what authority?
Oh man, upon his dude. He's Slovenian.
That's him. That's him saying that.
Yeah, he's just, yeah.
but okay. So like the first step in saying his name is you have to like hawk up a ton of phlegm in the back of your throat, and then gargle that for a little while.
You just take a bite of pizza. Like, this is the fattiest thing you can possibly imagine. And then, yeah, you chew it up and gargle that. That's what Bullshido sounds like. It sounds like that guy took a shit in Bullshido's mouth. Yeah.
European.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, isn't that what they do over there? Like, for fun?
Oh, eat shit? Literal shit?
Yeah.
What, you guys don't have burgers over there?
I know, dude. Get some real food.
Come the fuck on. And I know English isn't his first language, but it's just a lot of ums and ahs and shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. He once implied to me that I have great audio quality, but I may not have great content. I don't know what exactly the fuck that's supposed to mean, but I want to play this clip from his show.
Yes.
Tell me if you think this is good content.
That having a third party helps at all in trying
to make
political
talking.
Change.
Well, I mean, a third party could theoretically essentially be built on its own principles and organize like-minded people to a further extent than either Team Red or Team Blue, or like Liberty or Green people or whatever in Team Red or Team Blue could. Much like the political system that we have here in the Netherlands, where we have something like 8 different parties.
Did you understand the fucking thing he was trying to say?
No, dude. I thought that was like a weed eater.
I don't understand. Like, what really should I make of this? He can't speak English. How hard is English? Dude, I've been speaking in English this whole time.
I know, dude. It's so easy.
He's said it's more so ums and ahs easy than I have in the past 20 minutes or whatever.
I know.
But the guest he had on that particular episode, incidentally, is actually a great speaker. Ted Quinoa, I guess, from Crowdfunded Government.
Yeah, that's like, quinoa is like a drink, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's some hipster drink made from like
something that you dip or like you cook chicken in at like a Chinese restaurant or something.
Yeah, something like that, I think. Maybe it might be like a type of tea, maybe, like some sort of herbal tea. Maybe with like hormone blockers in it or something.
I know what it is. It's European back hair tea.
European back hair.
And they just got like forests, you know, all over their body, and they steep the tea.
They don't waste.
Oh, would you like some quinoa?
Yeah. They don't waste over there. Nope. Yeah, so that's why Slavoj Zizek has that. He has like a hair in the back of his throat all the time.
Right. Right. Right.
Oh man, but I'm curious though about Bushido though. I mean, his podcast has like the gold and black thing, but it seems like he's trying to be friends with everyone on Twitter and everything. Like he's like one of those panarchy people.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, okay. So you mean like he
might be a communist.
Ingratiating himself with people?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a little too friendly with everybody. Wouldn't you think? He's too friendly of a guy on Twitter.
It's interesting.
Is he an anarcho-capitalist? Is he an agorist?
I haven't heard him say so.
Mutualist? I don't think anyone knows. I don't even think he knows.
Well, okay, so I here's what we can do. We can go to Jeremiah Harding's bio where he has hashtagged anarcho-coalitionism, and we can click that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure seeing the millions of people that regularly hashtag anarcho-coalitionism.
I seriously think it's like him and like 2 other people. Last time I checked.
Yeah, I was gonna say if we saw Bullshito on here, then we could extrapolate something from that. But I mean, there's just so many people doing it. I can't find it. I don't see Bullshito, but you know he might be around there.
Oh man. But Ted on his podcast. I know he was been on your show, and I know what he's trying to do. By the way, Bullshito and Ted seem like great friends. I don't know. They seem like they really get along. Like, yeah. Bullshito doesn't really push back too much on what Ted's saying because Ted is unironically autistic. I don't even think he would disagree. I think he's an undiagnosed autist. But even though I think his ideas are fucking retarded dog shit, I honestly can't abide that guy's moxie and motivation to spread his ideas. You know?
Yeah, but you know. I was listening to this episode that clip came from just the other day.
Yeah.
I was listening to Ted's argument, and I mean, like, do we know for a fact that Ted is not just a massive troll?
We don't know.
This is what really, and he said this to me before. I listened to the No Real Libertarian episode with him, but remember, he said he wants 0 third party membership by September. That is insane.
That is insane. He thinks that he could make a big push, you know, for his ideas by going on a lot of podcasts that no one will ever listen to or care about, like Bullshito's podcast. But
well, hey, you know, I got to tell you, when I woke up from the coma, one of the first podcasts I listened to was him on Lions of Liberty. So that's
right. That's
not,
a big
that's
one.
Not
that's
small,
true.
Yeah.
Lions of Liberty's up there. Got to be like the top five biggest.
Oh yeah,
Liberty
Tom
podcasts.
Woods like considers like Lions of Liberty equal with him.
Yeah, the host of Lions of Liberty is very just affable and very agreeable. They don't get into arguments on that show.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man. Maybe Ted should just run Bullshito's podcast. He's yeah. such a fucking good speaker.
Yeah. I agree with that. And then Bullshito can have, like, I don't know, he can change crowdfunding government to something dumb, like, I don't know, European Coalition of Quinoa Drinker Enthusiasts or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that would probably sell better than crowdfunded government or Bullshito's podcast, like, put together. They should really team up.
Yeah. Completely.
I want to play this. I want to play this other clip. This is Bullshito getting completely steamrolled by Ted. Like, because Ted's a good speaker, and Bullshito's first language is not English. So, yeah. Like, he has to think a lot for the next thing he's gonna say, and like he does a lot of ums and ahs, and then Ted just like takes that and it's like, all right, well, fuck it, I'm gonna keep rolling. And he just and Ted can just pull shit out of his ass. He could talk to
he's
nothing.
A good talker.
He could talk to a wall for hours. You know,
probably
I mean? He's one
has.
Of those kind of guys. Check
By
this
the
out.
End of the third quarter, and this is my goal that I have set, Bullshito. All
right,
my goal
so
is
your goal
zero, zero membership by the end.
He can't get a word in edgewise. Here's another example.
Zero people voting for third parties in November. Zero politicians deciding to run under a third-party banner. This is the goal that I have set. Now, of course, this goal is not possible, but you have to start with a goal.
It's not possible.
Yes.
It's not possible.
So, let's say I set
this
my
is
goal.
Certainly.
Yes.
Yes, please.
So let's say I set my goal and I fail.
Your goal.
But I get 10% of third parties.
Oh man!
Yes, Bullshito. People listen to your podcast for the quality content. Good job. I hear
you've got a like a vendetta out or something.
I do. You know why? Because he said that my podcast, Burning Boots, is not quality.
Oh. Yeah.
So how about I take apart your fucking podcast, you Dutch fuck? So overall, I'm going to give No Real Libertarian one ums out of 10. What about you, Cotton?
Because I'm a bit more diplomatic than you.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give No Real Libertarian let's say 3 pauses out of 10.
Okay, 3 is good. 3 is way less than what he did, so that's great. Oh, man. But as all of our listeners know, this isn't a podcast where we just punch right. Oh, no. No, no. Yeah. We give it the 1-2 punch.
That's right.
Yes, yes. Because now it's time to punch left.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cotton, have you ever heard of this this thought slime guy that we're about to talk about? Have you ever seen any of his videos before I sent you the thing to prep for?
No, I did not find this person organically. Never heard of him. I've never heard of Zur before in my life.
Oh, Zur. Oh, dude, that's not even a joke.
I'm assuming.
He's like one of those bread tube guys. Like, if anybody's ever familiar with, like, bread tube, there's a subreddit for it, but it's essentially just lefty
familiar.
Vids, like lefty continental philosophy kind of vids, you know? And he's one of the most popular content creators of that, you know, subspace on the internet. He's kind of like a bottom left libertarian guy. Maybe he is an anarchist, I believe. At least he says he is. But like he's the kind of bottom left libertarian that you imagine in your wildest dreams.
Yeah.
Like, every fiber of my being is begging to punch this guy in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Just like listening to his voice. It's like, oh God, please, please.
Yeah,
I need to release.
Yeah. I mean, God, like there are things I want to say about him. but they apply in general, but then also like they are in response to like some certain things he says in the video.
Yeah, he's like a caricature.
But yes, he is. I mean, like that's the thing. I mean,
he wears a shirt that says cuck on it.
Jesus Christ. What does it say? It's like King Cuck.
Yeah, King Cuck. That's right. King Cuck.
I wrote
Cuck.
It down.
King so, Cuck. Okay. This is basically what he is. Essentially, he's just a YouTuber, but he's very popular. He has a huge following. But he makes like bottom left videos shitting on capitalism and stuff like that. But the twist to his videos is that they're all animated. And he's an animator. And he's really not a bad artist. Like at his craft, his visual craft, like the visual quality is honestly pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. It was entertaining, like just the animation.
Yeah, exactly. He's kind of like, he kind of animates everything he's saying so that the retards in his audience can like follow along with all the pretty colors and cartoon characters. Right, yeah.
I got to say, he does have a couple of buck teeth. And he has art student hair.
Dude, you don't even know the half of it. He draws himself. So you should Cotton, are you going to put this in the show notes of this video?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so he draws himself basically explaining every time he's talking, he's basically, you can see the caricature of himself. He's like a dweeby, he draws himself as a dreeby, dweeby white guy with freckles and like kind of like disheveled hair and a shirt that says King Cuck and buck teeth. Why would you fucking draw? What the fuck do you actually look like? I would love to see this guy. I actually looked him up, and he's not white. He's like
real?
He's like mulatto. You know what I mean? He's fucking.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, ethnically ambiguous. I have no fucking idea. He's kind of brownish.
So I just went onto his Twitter. Have you been onto his Twitter?
I have.
Okay. Did you see? There's a very special link in his bio. Have you seen that?
I don't think so. What is it?
He's got a Discord.
No. Dude, we need to launch a full-scale attack. There's no better audience than ours for something like this. Guys, we're going to put the link to his Discord in the show notes. We're going to send out announcements. Dude, no. I take it back. Don't do that. We need to formulate a real plan.
We need to think about this carefully.
You're right. I'm getting ahead of myself. That's amazing. He has a Discord. I should have figured he did.
And keep in mind that this guy is a self-described cuck. So like he might, you know, we don't want to get, he could very seriously be a Karen, you know, and screw us on harassment or whatever. If we mass spam his Discord.
He is the Karen of the left.
Taxi is like, I'm a degenerate, but y'all are like too gay, you know?
Yeah. Dude.
But he has he, him in his bio, so at
least we can safely call him. You know what? It would actually be really funny if he was just a troll this whole time.
Yeah.
All right, we need to play the video. We just need to play it. So, but forewarning, if communist retardation triggers you, I suggest you stop listening now, because what we have might be the literal peak of high school communist.
Oh God, that's amazing.
Neckbeard rambling. Like you can literally hear the pizza falling out of the fucking guy's mouth as he's talking. All right, so here we go. Is capitalism voluntary? By Thought Slime.
Mm-hmm. Here's something that ANCAPs and ANCOMs alike don't actually know. You can live without a job.
So he's impersonating us.
You just want to live luxuriously. Find a YouTube channel called Primitive Technology. Every single person who currently lives in poverty, semicolon, if they really tried, semicolon, could walk out into the wilderness and live in the Paleolithic era.
Yes.
Jesus, please. That's part of a real comment I got on my video about why ANCAPs are not anarchists, and it contains what I am forced to assume is a real opinion that Richard Black holds and is willing to admit.
Hold up. I never thought about this till now. But do you remember the Noid?
No.
Do you know the Noid?
No. I haven't heard of that.
Oh my God. You got to look up a picture of him.
It's this like old Domino's pizza mascot from like the 80s or something like that, maybe the early 90s. But the way he draws himself in these videos is like,
oh my God.
It reminds me of like if the Noid took hormone blockers as a child
and like only a, and ate, has like, an art history degree.
Yes, dude. That's him. That's how he draws himself.
Yes, I agree.
Completely. Why do you draw yourself this way? Oh my God.
You can draw yourself any way you want. Like this person could draw himself as if he were like, I don't know, literally King Cook, you know?
But like what other voice is going to, what other body is going to fit that voice? You know what I mean?
Good point.
All right, here we go.
Admit out loud. I mean, really, this is just the poorly construed version of the most common rebuttal I get to any content I make that criticizes capitalism. Hey, guy. Capitalism is voluntary.
Yes,
sir. I mean, if you think about it, that's the moral basis for free market capitalism. The market is made up of people making choices to trade things with one another. So don't complain about it because it's your choice, you knucklehead. You can just pack your bags and move away. Build a new non-capitalist society, like Richard Black suggests. Just walk into the woods and build yourself a mud hut. And you know what? That'd actually work. If nobody on Earth was disabled, infirm, needed medicine,
or lived
in an area with an inhospitable climate.
Yeah.
Also, everyone had access.
It's a shame because nowadays, whenever somebody mentions the word disabled, I just turn my mind off. I'm like, okay, you're going to spout some leftist bullshit, and I'm just, that's it.
We all have an obligation. Don't you understand, Cotton? Oh. We all have an obligation to help the retarded and the old. We have to. A positive obligation. I just love how... Go ahead.
I made a note about him reading the comment. You know, when he had like the, I'm an ANCAP voice, you know? And obviously he's making fun of that dude, putting on a voice, right?
Yeah.
So what if the person that wrote that comment has dyslexia?
Yeah, that's
and like,
true.
And like he misspelled a word and isn't super great at grammar because he can't look at the computer keys quite right. He doesn't see them the same way that us privileged, otherwise good-sighted people can see computer keys, you know?
Cotton, you're a fucking genius. That's fucking true, dude.
So, I mean, he's like... I mean.
Like, maybe he actually, maybe the guy that left that comment's retarded. Yeah. He doesn't even know. He doesn't know what that fucking guy's situation is. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't, you literally, as a progressive, can't make fun of anyone. Mm-hmm. You understand? No ad hominems allowed. Or not, ad hominem's not the right word. No insults allowed. You can't insult somebody. You can't just, especially like in a mocking tone like what he did.
Yeah.
But the last thing that he did, let me see if I can back it up. This tone of voice is exactly the reason why I can't be friends with anybody like him. This tone of voice right here. Mm-hmm.
If nobody on Earth was disabled, infirm, needed medicine, or lived in an area with an inhospitable climate, also
just like his character's eyes are like half lidded, like he's just fed up with all this shit. Capitalist, you have no idea. You don't even think everything through like I do.
Yes, dude, he knows everything. That's the thing. Like he knows it all. He's read books, you know, and obviously like I was going to say that you don't read and all you do is watch cartoons, but you know, like that's apparently one of his favorite pastimes. So as King Cuck. So I don't know. I guess he gets a lot
He watches cartoons while people just rail his girlfriend.
Yeah.
that's when he makes these animations.
Pizza.
Yeah, dude.
he gets a lot of ancom or whatever he is. I don't know.
I think he's an ancom.
I don't know.
He gets
a lot of ancom info from like Steven Universe and all that other retarded stuff.
Oh my God, that's so true too.
Like that's
and
the thing
I kind of like Steven Universe
though,
in a way.
Right? Like when he's like, I would love to just watch cartoons, you know, and he has a thing on Steven Universe in the video.
All right, I'm going to hit play. I'm going to play the rest of this shit.
So everyone had access to the huge tracts of land needed to grow food without modern infrastructure. Also, the capitalist societies that they currently live in just let them go and also waive property taxes for this anti-capitalist experiment for some reason. Also, the capitalists wouldn't just take all your stuff if you started.
There are no property taxes in capitalism.
Yeah, that's the, oh my God.
They'd have the largest militaries in the world at their back.
This is not capitalism.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Like, I wrote down, conflates capitalism with state capitalism.
Dude.
You know, or like, or conflates capitalism with low-level socialism, you know?
That's what I prefer to call it, for sure. There is no room in capitalism for taxation.
Mm-hmm.
Capitalism is private property rights.
Imagine thinking that FDR was like a free market loving person. Like, I mean, that fits into his conception of capitalism.
Yeah, I don't think that this guy understands what the fuck capitalism means. This is a problem. This is a huge problem on the left, especially with communists, people who identify as communists. And I honestly blame Marx, because Marx came along and tried to introduce all of his, and that there's a ton of Marxists out there. Of course, they think they're being scientific or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
But that is not what the fuck capitalism actually means, at least not to me. I mean, didn't Marx say that capitalism is a system that embraces property rights, private property rights? I think he also said and profits. But like private property rights to Marx was like land and the means of production, like factories and shit like that. But yeah. What exactly is the issue with that? So, first off...
Well, I don't know if you selected, like, when he talks about labor, but that's the issue. Like, they think that profit is created by taking labor from people and then putting that labor... And the excess labor that goes into a product is then skimmed off the top by the capitalist.
Right.
And not given back to the worker.
Oh, man. He has a whole other video about his beliefs on that as well. But mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. It just seems all wrong. And like, it doesn't help your case whenever you put all this effort into a fucking video like this that has 100,000 views. That's pretty good for a niche political video.
Yeah.
And you don't even have the right understanding of capitalism. They just lump everything. And you know what? I know the right is guilty of that too, with saying like, you know, this was communism, like on like Russian communism or Russian socialism. That is true, maybe. I think that you can have anarchic communism, but it has
wouldn't
to
last be, very long.
It won't last very long. That's probably true. But I just mean like as far as collective property goes, I don't think that it can exist legitimately without a framework of private property rights first.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. We digress. It's so hard to like watch this. We're only 2 minutes into a 10-minute video. We might have to cut this short, but we're going to go a little further and see what else. So that's the first huge mistake he's making, is that capitalism requires taxation. Which I know a lot of ANCOMs believe that the state necessarily protects private property rights.
Also, I want to mention that 86% of people that either gave it an upvote or a downvote gave it a thumbs up. And I like this. 86% of people. 6,600 people and 767 downvotes. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
YouTube is gone. Like, I don't know, did you get, like, big into people like Sargon of Akkad and all that type of stuff?
I got big into, like, internet Discord debates maybe a year or two ago.
But, like...
And I watched some stuff with him, but I never really, like, got into his videos or none of that shit.
But, like, there was a time on YouTube when, like, there were people on the right and they made videos attacking the left, and then there were people on the left that made videos attacking people on the right, and they'd get together and have debates, and it was fairly balanced. But now,
yeah.
And then when it would happen, these leftist videos like this would just get obliterated. just all the time. And they, like, they couldn't move. They couldn't do anything because every time they would say something, somebody on the right would make a YouTube video saying, oh, look at this dipshit. You know, and they couldn't make videos really.
Good.
But now all the people on the right have, they've either gotten kicked off or I don't know. It's just the viewership isn't there anymore. And, so now, like, you got people like this and Philosophy Tube is another one.
Yeah, I know. That's another one. There's another guy named Vosh. I think it's like V-A-U-S-C-H.
Oh, there's a bunch of them. I mean,
he's bigger than SlimeTube, though. That's kind of the next one if we ever do another Cotton and Derek show, which we will because that's going to be next episode, week, right, guys?
On our next episode of the Cotton and Derek show.
I'm thinking about that one. He's like big in the debating community, kind of like Destiny, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. All right, let's just watch a little bit more of this. We're probably not going to make it through the whole thing because we're only 2 minutes in. It's 10 minutes long, but let's just see a little bit what else he has to say before we wrap this up. You down?
Yeah, absolutely. All right,
let's hit it.
And you literally live in a mud hut? Also, like, you don't care about leaving your friends, family, and home behind?
I'm going to let him talk, for a while.
But even granting all of those things, it's still a pretty raw deal. Would you accept living in a communist dictatorship under the proviso that you could, if you so chose, walk into the woods and start a new society? Would having that option make the actions of a communist dictator just? No, obviously not. Having the option to flee a system does not make that system voluntary. It just gives you the option of
freak out at the opportunity. Yeah.
Let's face it. The idea that anyone can walk away from their current civilization into the woods and start a new society from scratch is a fantasy. It's not like Minecraft.
Wrong.
this is what happens when people like don't read any ANCAP thinkers.
Yeah.
And then don't talk to anybody on the right. And then they'll read Marx's critique of capitalism and they're like, oh my god, this is
and
so
this
smart,
is the end
dude.
All.
Yeah. Just
and like I mean, they expect us to read their thinkers, and we do, honestly. I know a lot of right guys who read like Kropotkin or whatever the fuck.
Dude, I'm using a Marx book as a coaster right now on my desk.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Absolutely. I don't have my phone or else I'd send you a picture, but it's the portable Marx. Oh,
that's so awesome. All right, I'm going to hit let's watch this. So he's comparing going out and homesteading to Minecraft. That's the level this fucking guy is on.
Dude.
And
God, it's like Harry Potter. You know, like all they can talk about is video games and Harry Potter.
This guy a woman? This is his idea of homesteading.
You can't just walk into the woods, punch a few trees, and build a village. All of the land and resources you'd need are either owned privately or assumed to be de facto owned by whatever government lays claim to your particular location.
He's right about that.
The actual reality of the matter is, you don't have a choice but to live within capitalism. As long as capitalism maintains hegemonic control over the place
you capitalism.
Live, you are forced to participate, even if you don't want to. Capitalists are right to say that the choices they make within capitalism are usually voluntary. Nobody is able to compel you to buy one type of toothpaste over another, or to buy toothpaste at all. Hey man, if you don't care about your teeth falling out, that's your business. That's freedom. But let me ask you this. What does it truly mean for something to be voluntary? And I don't mean that in some wishy-washy, does free will exist type of way. Look at it this way. If you're mugged, is giving your money to the mugger voluntary? No? Why not? You chose to do it. Well, in order for a choice to be voluntary, you have to be free to not choose it without harm coming to you. It really doesn't matter if the cause of that harm is implicit in the choice or the result of human coercion, much to the chagrin of right libertarians, who insist only the latter counts and twist themselves into knots trying to justify that position. My choice to eat or sleep is not voluntary. I have to do those things because I'll die if I don't, and I don't want to die. I got too many cartoons to watch. However,
Steven Universe. Oh my goodness. So obviously he's making the same argument that they always do, which is that nature is coercive. That's not even a meme. They actually believe that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, dude, Nature isn't voluntary, dude. We gotta be socialists.
Yeah, he's giving us shit for saying that we believe that it's voluntary to work, you know, and to like he's just like, oh, your teeth fall out, oh, no big deal, you fucking, you know, whatever, you didn't do anything about it, and it's like, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. What the fuck are you even talking about? Yes, the guy's teeth fell out. He didn't take care of himself. He didn't work. He literally showed a homeless guy on the screen. Like, he drew a homeless guy with his teeth falling out.
That's offensive, you know what I mean? Dude. Why did he use a homeless guy? Like, why couldn't a rich person have their teeth falling out, right?
No, yeah, why wasn't it Bill Gates?
Exactly, dude.
Oh, my God. So it's just like, this goes on. We don't have to watch all of this. Definitely, we're going to have the link to this video in the show notes. I'm curious what other people think about this. This guy's videos are all like this. Yeah. I mean, some of them I actually agree with, like, all cops are bastards. He has that one.
But he didn't even put that in the thumbnail. You see the thumbnail? It says, all cops are bad.
Yeah, well, that's actually the new term for it, though, because it's more precise.
Okay, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, but the video, there were two things I wanted to say about the video. We don't have to watch it, but there are a couple of claims he makes. There's one instance where he's talking about insulin. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah, that's like towards the end.
Yeah, and he's talking about like how expensive insulin is, and he says,
yes,
what if we could dispense insulin like beer cheaply, you know? And what is he saying there? Like, does he think the beer industry is nationalized? And
Cotton. Hoppe points this out like in the very beginning of that fucking book I'm reading, which, again, I know I'm fucking gay for even mentioning this.
Yeah.
But like, they literally do believe that we will live in a post-scarcity world.
Yeah.
That is literally what they fucking believe. Yeah. And that if we only followed socialism or communism, there is no scarcity. It's completely batshit. I have no idea. I don't know how any sane person could possibly believe this. You don't think that resources are finite? I mean, I know that some are, but like, are we going to do everything that we have in civil society with aluminum only? You know what I mean? Like, do you know how they recycle plastic? They burn it and melt it down. Mm-hmm. And then they have to go through a whole huge process of refactoring that melted shitty plastic, mixing in other chemicals. God knows what fucking shit exudes from that. I mean, it's not easy. It takes a lot of energy to recycle stuff. I mean, point being, scarcity is false. I mean, non-scarcity is false. But that is what they believe.
Yeah, dude, nature is like a false premise created by exploiters that just want to, like, sit high on the hog. You know, who does he make fun of at the end of the video? Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos, you know, they invented scarcity, dude. They're trying to screw us, man.
Yeah, exactly. That is, oh my God, that's so true. That is what they believe. And it kind of goes back to his whole theory of what capitalism is, like his definition that necessarily includes the state.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm not friends with ANCOMs, man, honestly, because they just have a different definition of what the state is.
And they will not listen to yours.
They won't. And you know what? I won't listen to theirs. If they think that the state necessarily enforces capitalism, then fuck you. We can't get along. You have to understand private property rights first. The state aggresses upon private property rights, period. That is what I believe. And that's just my definition of the state, or it's at least part of my definition of the state. And I don't think that you can really get away with that. A state can't exist without aggressing upon private property. And that's what communists want.
Yep. Absolutely. And there's one other thing he says at the end, which is just outright false. He says, the world is getting poorer.
False.
That is untrue.
100% false.
And I mean, he just says it like, yeah, dude, That's the world's getting poorer, man. And I'm and then at the end he goes, I'm an adult, and I care about the facts.
That's the funniest thing he said this entire time.
I'm an adult and I care about the facts, and we need to dismantle capitalism.
Okay. How are you going to do that, Mr. Soylent?
Exactly. Yeah. Mr. Soylent.
This fucking guy, he has a huge following of people too. Yep. And it's like, I don't know if it's because of his ideas or if it's because he lets his listeners fuck his girlfriend or what. Mm-hmm. But like,
dude, that's a Patreon tier.
Fuck my girlfriend.
Dude, $30 a month.
That dude, he would probably make, God, that's probably a fucking, that you can make some money.
Guess what? His
Thoughts
$10.
If you're listening.
Guess what his $10 Patreon tier is called.
Are you looking at it right now?
Yes.
What is it?
It's Knight of Cuckdom.
No, yep. No, dude, don't even fucking tell me. Don't tell me this, dude. He's fucking. I don't believe it. I refuse.
Oh, and that's $10 a month, Knight of Cuckdom, and no. $15 a month is Slime Warriors.
Oh my god, dude. We need somebody out there to donate $15. I want to see what the Slime Warriors is. I'm not doing it. But we need somebody to do that and then share us the... We need some brave, rich warrior to go out there in the front lines, mm-hmm. pay this guy $15. We need to know what the fuck we're missing.
You get a downloadable print-out folding toy.
Wow.
Some assembly required.
Is it a dildo?
No, it looks like a Minecraft something or other.
Oh my god.
But listen, you know, it says some assembly required. What about the people that are disabled and they can't use their hands, or they may have tremors or something?
Exactly. What the fuck?
Because
are you
somebody
selling?
Insulted them on Twitter and they're literally shaking from it. I mean,
they have Parkinson's. Oh man. Yeah, exactly. You didn't pack an automatic robot assembly unit to put my shit together, you fucking fascist prick.
I know. There needs to be like a self-hating white person that comes with the downloadable printout folding toy that can print it out for you.
A self-hating white person.
Yeah, like one of these people that are being led on the street with like a chain around their neck.
Yeah. Like, he's delivered to your house in a box.
That's right. He's got a couple
no
holes
air.
In it. Don't worry about it.
No, it doesn't.
There's some holes and some quinoa or whatever in there for them to eat.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Oh, that's awesome. I give this guy 1 out of 10, too, by the way.
One what out of 10?
Oh, shit. I'm 1 out of 10 mud pies.
1 out of 10 mud pies.
That I produce from the labor theory of my ass.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Thought Slime.
I'm going to give him 0.5 self-hating white person chain collars out of 10.
Yeah. Good. He's going to need all the chain collars he can get. I hate this guy. I seriously hate this guy. I hope that we become enemies.
Uh-huh.
You know what? We're gonna plan an attack. He's not gonna know about this until way after we come after him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's gonna be good. Maybe he'll become a weekly thing. I don't know.
Maybe.
There's lots of other really fun
show.
Yeah.
We can have
the Cotton and Derek show.
We can have a Getting Slimed. That's the segment.
Getting Slimed. Wow, that's good. That's good. I like that.
And then at the end, we're like, you just got slimed.
His girlfriend gets slimed all the time, I bet.
Probably. By the $10 patrons on his Patreon.
And by the $10.
Knight of Cuckdom.
I really, really want to know what that is. Please, somebody richer than me, give that guy $10. I mean, consider it. I know he's getting your $10, but I don't know, man. Consider it
So a dollar on his Patreon, you get Discord benefits. $5, you'll get a shout out in the credits plus Discord benefits. $10.
Make it to the end of his videos?
No. $10, which is the Knight of Cuckdom tier. You get all previous rewards, and I'll draw a little cartoon of you for the credits, and for you to keep, if you'd like. And then the $15 Slime Warriors, which is what he calls his girlfriend's boyfriends. All previous rewards, plus the little downloadable printout.
What the fuck does for you to keep, if you like?
What oh, my mean? God, dude. Oh, my God. Guess how much he makes a month.
I don't even want to know. Don't, shut the fuck up, Cotton.
You don't want to know?
Shut up. No, I don't want to know. Don't fucking, don't ruin my night. I'm seriously, I'm about to go to sleep, and I need my sleep. I have a big day tomorrow. Don't fucking tell me. I'll find out later. I swear to God, if you tell me, I'm going to be so fucking pissed. Well, do not well, fucking tell me.
Why don't you, I was going to say, if you don't want to know, why don't you put your fingers in your ears, and I'll tell the listeners.
All right, go for it. I'm literally taking my headphones off for 10 seconds.
Okay, so a month with 1,606 patrons, he makes $5,943. Isn't that wild?
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, good, because I need to sleep, and I know that you need to sleep. And I'm, you know what? If you heard that number, whatever, I imagine it's astronomical. That might put you in a coma.
Maybe.
So good luck, Cotton. Hope you don't go into another fucking coma over that one.
That's right. That's like okay. My ethereal coma noise.
Anyway, man, I gotta go. This was fun. This all was right. Very fun. I'm gonna do my plugs.
Absolutely. Because
fuck you. I don't even need your permission. This is our show, Cotton.
Do it. You know? Do it.
I am doing it. Don't fucking tell me what to do.
Do it. Hurry the fuck up, dude.
All right. You can find me at Burning Boots Podcast. That's it. Where I talk over my other two co-hosts, Kyle and Davey, just like I talk over Cotton. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun. That's
lots
all I got.
Lots of really great ANCOM, anarcho-coalitionist, Konkin theory going
no,
on
shut
over
the
there.
Fuck up. We it's are all really ANCAPs. Great. Oh, my God, dude. I'm so triggered right now.
Much like Thought Slime, it Burning Boots gives me a lot to think about.
Oh my God. Yeah, well, maybe you should go back into a fucking coma. Anyway, dude, I'm glad that we could do this podcast again.
Absolutely.
Hopefully you don't drift off into another deep sleep.
I'm not gonna accept drinks at the urinal anymore, I'll tell you that much.
Not from any guys named Davey.
No, David. That's his name, I'm pretty sure.
No dreaming up any more Slippery Zero or whatever.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I bet I could beat that guy in a fight.
I don't know.
He's just a figment of your imagination. I could beat any of those guys up.
Yeah, but he was pretty tough in my imagination, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty tough and I'm real, so fuck you, Slippery Zero.
Fair enough.
All right, later, man.
All right, see you.